Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is episode 19, and today is June the 17th, Tuesday, 2014. This is episode 19. My name is Marcos Gazan, and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today I want to talk about irregular verbs. I want to give you some tips, give you some help. Let's say, on how to study irregular verbs, or how to at least look at them in a more analytical way and make your life easier when it comes to memorizing or to remembering them. So first of all, I would like to say that the number of irregular verbs at first might seem to be very big, yeah, and you look at a complete list of irregular verbs and then you will see around 250, let's say, maybe between 200 and 250 irregular verbs, and then you, wow, how can I memorize all those verbs? But if you take into account the number of verbs in English as a whole, you will see that, in fact, 200, 250 irregular verbs is not a lot, you know. And if you compare to other languages, like I can compare to my native language, Portuguese, we have lots of irregular conjugations. Even simple verbs, like the verb to be in Portuguese, has a different conjugation for every single person. So it's, on one hand, it might seem to be a lot. But on the other hand, I can assure you, this is really easy. It's really easy to learn irregular verbs in English. Another thing I would like to say is that even though the number of irregular verbs is not so big, like I've just said, it's almost impossible to have a piece of conversation without having an irregular verb. So they are very common, they are very frequent in the language, and they're there all the time, you know. So I want to show you I want to give you a special tip on how to study them. I think basically the most important thing here is to actually look at them and in a more analytical way. So one thing that I always tell my students to do is try to group the irregular verbs, and by analyzing the characteristics they have in terms of spelling or even in terms of pronunciation, you could try to put them in separate groups, and this will help you remember, because once you remember the groups, then the number of groups will be a lot smaller than the total number of irregular verbs, if you look at a long list of irregular verbs. So anyway, if you know about 50, 60, let's say, maybe 70 irregular verbs, you will be able to say basically everything you want to say in English. And today I want to give you this tip on how to group them. I'm going to give you an example of how to do that. And then at the end of the class today, at the end of this episode today, this is not a class, but this is just a podcast. I intend to have shown you at least 50, 60 irregular verbs. So let's get started then. So the first group that I'm going to talk about are the group of irregular verbs which ends in T, in letter T, and most of them have only three letters, and they're all the same. For instance, the first column of irregular verbs is called the infinitive. So the infinitive of the verb to cut, then it's just cut. Then the past simple for the verb to cut is also cut. And the past participle, which is the third column of the verb to cut, is also cut. So here we have cut, cut, cut. All the same, same pronunciation, three letters ending in T. Trying to find more verbs to put in the same list, we could say, I could add hit, so hit, hit, hit. I could also add lat, 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 sat, 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 and put. So there are five here. Also in this list, I could add two more verbs, which also end in T, but they have four letters. So the verb to cost and the verb hurt, to hurt. So hurt, 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 and cost, cost, cost. There you go, you have a group, the first group. This group consists of verbs with ending in T, normally with three letters, sometimes four. So there you go. Moving on, let's move on to a second group. This group is a rather small group, so I'm going to include basically three verbs here. Maybe there are more, but I made a quick list here. And these are verbs that the first column is exactly the same as the last column. So here we have verbs like come, came, come. So the infinitive, come, of the verb to come, the past simple came, and the past participle come. So then we could add also two more verbs to this list. One would be become, became, become, and then run, ran, run. So this is another one. So run, ran, run, become, became, become, and the first one, which was come, came, come. Moving on, another group. Then I'm going to, for the first time, a group with three different verbs. And the verbs, they, in the first column in the infinitive, they have an I. So begin, or swim, or sink, or sing. And then in the second column, they will have an A, as a vowel, as a, let's say, began, swam, sank, or even sang. And in the third column, they will have a U, begun, swam, sunk, and sung. So again, so begin, began, begun, swim, swam, swam, sink, sank, sunk, and sing, sang, sung. So four verbs in this group. Probably, maybe there are a couple more that you could add to this list. But as I said, I made a quick list so that I could record the podcast quickly, and then you can also improve or make it longer if you have time. All right, moving on. Another group. This group verbs which have a double E and a P at the end of the verb. What do I mean? I mean verbs like keep, sleep, sweep, and creep. All these verbs in the second and third column, which means in the past simple and the past participle, they will be pronounced kept, slept, swept, and crept. So again, keep, kept, kept, sleep, slept, slept, sweep, swept, swept, and creep, crept, crept. Moving on, let's talk about another group. One group which has OW in the first column, EW in the second column, and OWN in the last column, in the third column, in the past participle. So then here we could add the verbs to know, the verb blow, grow. So know, knew, known, blow, blew, blown, grow, grew, grown. And we could also add the verb to fly, so fly, flew, flown. But then you might argue and say, well, but in the first column, then fly is with a Y. But all right, okay, let's just add one more verb to this column here, to this group here. So there is an exception, of course, which is the verb to fly, which actually doesn't start with OW, with a OW spelling. But still, it has a EW and a OWN in the end. Then another group would be those verbs which have two vowels in the first column, and one vowel is a I, and the other vowel is E, so like write, or drive, or rise. And you will see that these verbs, many of them have in the second column, in the past simple column, they will have O and E. So then write, wrote, written. And in the third column, they will have I, and they will have a EN to finish the word. Yeah? So write, wrote, written, drive, drove, driven, rise, rose, risen. And then we could also add give, because then give, gave, given. Of course, the spelling here for the past simple is with an A and not with an O, but still gave, give, gave, given. Then speak, spoke, spoken, slightly different again. So the first, the infinitive is with EA, so S-P-E-A-K. So speak, but then spoke, spoken. Ride, rode, ridden. Bite, bit, bitten. Again, slightly different because the second column here doesn't have an E at the end and it's not with an O-E. So bite, B-I-T-E, bit, B-I-T-E. And then bitten with double T-E-N at the end. But still, it belongs to this group, let's say. Then, moving on, another group. I'm going to talk about two more groups. One group with verbs which have the second and the third column spelt in the same way. So you have verbs like lose, lost, lost. Say, sad, sad. Lay, laid, laid. Pay, paid, paid. Again, here we could form another group by saying that, okay, those that have A-Y in the first column, like say, lay, pay, and then in the second column and third column, they will have an A-I-D. So like sad, laid, paid. Still, the pronunciation of say is slightly different from the other ones, but that's, let's call it another group. Again, moving on, we have hang, hung, hung, deal, dealt, dealt, sit, sat, sat, make, made, made, meet, met, met, send, sent, sent. Several verbs in this group here. You could move on and but I'm going to break it down into another group. A group which in the infinitive, the verbs seem to be totally different. They look totally different. But when it comes to the past simple and past participle, they are pronounced in a very similar way. And even the spelling is pretty similar, and that is when the spelling ends with A-U-G-H-T or O-U-G-H-T. Let's see some examples. First example, the verb to buy. So buy, bought, bought. Bring, brought, brought. Think, thought, thought. Catch, caught, caught. Fight, fought, fought. Seek, sought, sought. Teach, taught, taught. And it's funny because the pronunciation is pretty similar to get, got, got. Or in American English, get, got, gotten. All right? So this is my tip today. Yes. So a way to organize irregular verbs in groups so that you can remember them more easily. Of course, you could add more verbs to the groups. I talked about, let's say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different groups. And there are at least let's say, 35, 40, maybe 50 verbs in altogether. So I hope this helps. And if you're a teacher, you could pass on this idea. You can even use the examples I used to teach your students how to remember more easily the irregular verbs. One final tip I should give, and I think it's also very helpful. I like to do that sometimes. I like to make lists of verbs. Like for instance, if I'm helping a student who needs to travel abroad, I would make a list. I make a list of irregular verbs which are useful for travelers. For example, verbs like buy or take a photo, Yes. So by or even regular verbs, you could add regular verbs to this list. So making lists of verbs that can also help you form short phrases that might be very useful for people who don't have much time to study English, and let's say people who have just 4 or 5 hours to study English before they travel. So this might be a helpful way to do that. So making lists and judging which verbs are the most common verbs and most useful verbs for travelers, as an example. So thank you very much for listening. This is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Remember that the webpage for this podcast is at pods.followenglish.com.br. There you can find, there is a form where you can add your email to the list. You can subscribe. You can also subscribe via iTunes. This week I managed to see that there are lots of listeners. You can keep sending email messages to info@followenglish.com.br if you want to reach me. And you can also follow us on Twitter. Just look for Follow English altogether in one word, or even on Facebook. There is a fan page. Just look for Follow English one word altogether and you should find us. Again, thank you very much. See you next time. Bye-bye.